Researchers from the University of Oregon have set up a kind of time machine to test how a warmer climate might affect grasslands and prairies around the world. Today, grasslands cover between 25 and 40% of the Earth's land surface. I asked if I could see the wildflowers of the year 2075. Sadly, no sci-fi movie contraptions were involved to transport me to the future. A watering hose and circles of electric heat lamps did the trick.
They're actually chicken heaters, but they work great.
Ecologist Scott Bridgham helped design this experiment. He's one of the leaders of a University of Oregon team trying to mimic what climatologists predict for this region 50 to 80 years from now. The researchers want to see what happens to biodiversity as the climate warms. Will invasive species start to dominate the landscape? Or will different native plants move in? What about the native species trying to survive now? The chest-high outdoor heat lamps aim to keep the plants in the experiment a constant 3 degrees Celsius hotter than they would be otherwise. Sprinklers add further realism to the model.
Basically what they're predicting is, and your listeners won't be happy with this, is it's going to be rainier in the rainy season.
The researchers have set up their windows on the future at three widely spaced nature preserves in western Oregon and Washington State. At each location, the team has staked out experimental plots in a prairie. Some circles get extra heat and rain on top of what nature currently provides, and others are left alone to serve as controls.
So climate change may be good for some of these species, and it may be bad for some of these species. And so we're trying to sort that out.
And it's very difficult to predict. I think there's no better way to do it than an empirical study like this, where we're actually putting additional heat out here and seeing what the effects are.
That's Bart Johnson, the co-principal investigator. Periodically, all the team members get on their hands and knees to count and measure.
Height 7.
Height of 7.
4 areophyllum.
4 areophyllum.
4 plantago.
4 plantago.
We're at the northernmost of the three sites on a prairie being restored by the private environmental group called the Nature Conservancy. White oxeye daisies catch the eye, alongside colorful ground-hugging natives such as blue lupins, purple owl's clover, green bracken fern, and a yellow flower called Oregon sunshine. The researchers call this part the Data Collecting Olympics.
1 plantago.
2 plantago.
1 plantago.
1 plantago.
1 tritub, yes ground, yes moss.
When I look at the heat lamp plots, it actually looks pretty. There are more flowers.
Well, we've all got jackets on. It's kind of cold. The plants under the heater lamps are not unhappy at all about having a little extra heat
today,
right now.
Today we're happy to work in the heated plots.
Yeah, I want to kind of climb in there too.
If we go all the way down to southern Oregon, what we see in there is that there is a small number of the introduced species, which are quite invasive, that do really well on the plots because now it's cold winters down there. But they have enough warmth and enough moisture in the heated plots to grow very rapidly, and they're emerging before the native species are and sort of tending to smother out the other plants.
Okay, so that's a bad effect there.
The other two sites, it's not looking very good under climate change for the native species. This one, it's harder to tell.
Johnson says having a string of experimental plots stretching 600 kilometers from south to north could also allow the researchers to predict shifts in the ranges of native and exotic plants. Bridgham says the team hopes to extrapolate their results to other regions of the world.
I think that our results are in particular important for Mediterranean grasslands with this Mediterranean-type climate that you have here.
Summer drought, winter wet.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
There's lessons for other places, but often as much as anything, a hypothesis that somebody else can test. When you said how far can you extrapolate, as scientists, we have to be really careful not to overinterpret our results.
The University of Oregon team received $1.8 million from the U.S. Department of Energy to study climate impacts on dwindling prairies for 3 growing seasons. They're about halfway to the finish line. For VOA News, I'm Tom Bonsi near Olympia, Washington.